You're very welcome back to Horizons on this, the first day of Hope Alive, our mission online, which runs till Wednesday. Regularly, when I'm interviewing people, I ask them where they see hope. I just put a few of their responses together to the music of the wonderful Dan Carello. So where do you see hope, Carmen?
Hope, I think, comes from your relationship with Jesus. You know, when you have that great faith, great hope, nothing is going to shake you. And you have to really believe that. This is where, do you put your faith to the test? If we don't put our faith to the test and really put our trust in Jesus, we will be shaken and we can be hopeless. But once you have trust, it's God is the creator. God is the plan. It's God's desires. It's not ours. And if we can be other-centered rather than self-centered, I think there would be great hope.
The glimmers of hope is always there, I think. You know, seeing the good actions of people, seeing volunteers out every day doing work. There's so much hope going on in the world, and I think if we just look around and pay attention, we'll see it.
Please, God, let it continue. I just think we have, as humans, have done so much harm to this planet, and we just don't seem to be able to, myself included, to do the things that it takes to save the planet. I'm not really terribly hopeful about that.
But young people are very concerned about the planet, and if they are, that will grow with them.
I'm certainly hoping so. My daughter works with a woman who is a certified forest school teacher, and they work with the primary children here in third class, and they have forest school. And she's just totally into that, because that's what she says. It's the young people that are going to have to deal with all of this, which hopefully it will. It will turn around.
Well, we're lucky in that we have got a good group of readers, some who will read during the week, others who will read at the weekend, and ministers of the Eucharist. And as I mentioned earlier, we have quite a few volunteers who will clean the church, look after the flowers, and get the sacred space ready.
Enjoying Kenmare, you don't have to go too far. Like, I went outside the door the other night and it was just beautiful. I just stood there and there was the sound.
At the moment, I see it in things like the Dominicans. I also see it among the laity as well, in lot, you know, little groups like U2000. I see the Friars of the Renewal in Limerick and Derry doing fantastic work, really journeying with young people. I see it in groups like Pure in Heart. I see it in groups that really, they're small in themselves, but there's great light there and there's great hope there. So please God, then true groups like U2000 Vocations will come out of that.
I see a return to a simpler type of church. Smaller communities, you know, gathering like we would have gathered generations ago. I think the structure has to change. The role of women has to change. It is changing. But yeah, I just see a very different model of church is emerging, clearly. It's not the traditional model of church that we grew up with, but I think that's a good thing. It just takes time.
Thank you.
If you haven't already registered for Hope Alive, our online mission, go to the website dioceseofkerry.ie. There's a little box that comes up on the screen. You can register there, or any of the posts and information linked to the mission. Register there and you'll get your email daily inviting you to participate in this mission online. Poetry from Mick Joyce on theme.
It has taken root, it may be here to stay. A bashful brood of purple lures me in, and I have faith again, come what may. You planted it too soon, it may have blown away. It looked as if the weeds had hemmed it in, but it has taken root and may be here to stay. Sow something for the future, do it every day. A flower, a word, a hope, a whin, till there is faith again, come what may. I'm travelling light, unsure if there's a way to plant a soulful, reassuring rhythm that might take root and may be here to stay. Though rags of cloud descend and threaten disarray, I touch the dark-veined petals, I hold the sprouting stem. I know it's taken root, I trust it's here to stay, and I have faith again, come what may.
We have Mass each day at 10 o'clock here on Radio Kerry straight after the programme. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock from Cathair Daniel, Tuesday morning Ballyduff, and Wednesday morning Dingle. Again, you can link to all of those from dioceseofkerry.ie, our website. Thank you very much for listening to me this morning. Thanks very much to the production team, in particular Grania Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week on the theme of Hope Alive is from Sylvia Thompson. Do spend some time with us over these 4 days participating in our online mission, Hope Alive. Some of you I will see online tonight with our special guest, Adie Roach. Tomorrow night, Dr. Michael Conway. Tuesday night, Keith Gaynor on well-being. And Wednesday night, Jane Mellett on Seeds of Hope. Sláinte Tomáth.